Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world. And brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Bar Lounge Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes. The man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Having defended that title off, get this, almost 35 years. And straight up today, we're talking the depth of the heavyweight division. That's right. Outside of Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, and Tyson Fury, the part-time heavyweight, are there any other heavyweights out there of note? Is there any depth in this division? Is this the three guys? Is this a three-card money game, and that's it? It's all over? Bottom line is, we'll talk about that. And, of course, we are 6 days away from the fight in Las Vegas. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight fight because it's bigger than any fight the UFC will ever have. I'm talking about Khabib and Conor McGregor. Of course, Conor McGregor, the former featherweight champion, one-time lightweight champion, never defended either of those titles, but stepped up, of course, fought Floyd Mayweather, made all kinds of money in a boxing match, got into some trouble. You know he got in some trouble when he threw the rocks or bricks at that bus and glass charge went in people's eyes. And, of course, he was charged criminally. And how did he get out of that? He signed to fight Khabib. That was the out-of-jail card because the UFC went to the New York officials and said, listen, we'll do anything you want. Just don't put our guy in jail. Just don't put our guy in jail. Please don't make a big public spectacle of him. And they didn't. So, thus far, he's going to fight, of course, against Khabib. And this will be the biggest fight as far as the year is concerned. I think it'll be much bigger than the Daniel Cormier-Brock Lesnar fight slated for December the 29th, I believe, in Las Vegas. Straight up, this is the fight of the decade as far as the UFC is concerned. A monster, a guy that's never lost in 26 fights, Khabib taking on the mouth that roared, Conor McGregor, boxing, and UFC today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7569, or the text line. Text me, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This online bank was foreclosing on us.
They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from the left coast to the right coast. Maybe not politically, but Greenwich Village, New York City, baby. I'm bringing the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. Larry, is your buddy Paul Simon in the house today?
Well, he's somewhere around, I'm sure. But I'm down here in the village where I spent many years, and I see thousands of happy faces around on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in early October.
You know, when I go out nowadays, I like to go out in Berkeley because of the Berkeley crowd, the college crowd, this and that. But I'm looking to the future of America, and you know what? It looks pretty good.
Well, it's a good way to put it. I ate down here with some friends last night. We passed many, many restaurants, people eating inside and outside and smiling. And now I'm going from Washington Square Park, which is right by NYU, just mobbed, and walking up to Union Square, which is also now a great old park, and a lot of young people. And it's just, you know, kind of reminds me we live in America, and it is good.
It is, regardless of the headlines on the various newspapers. Now, the headline this week, HBO has dropped boxing. You and I knew it was coming, but I didn't think they were really, I don't know. I knew it was coming, but it's still hard to accept.
Agreed. I happened to be in one of the parks. It was one of my thoughts that I'd come to the city for a few days and sit and read. And I got a call about the announcement of HBO's retirement. And a few hours later, I sent out a message to Fred Sternberg, the boxing publicist, of what I thought about it. And I'll try to recall what I said. Once we were a young prospect, then a challenger, then a champion, a great champion, a long time champion, but then a has-been who has finally retired. See you so long, champ.
Hey, and I remember boxing when it was on Home Box Office.
not HBO, Home Box. That was the, do you have Home Box Office? That was sort of the late 70s. Do you have Home Box Office? Early 80s. Do you have Home Box Office? Wow. Wasn't HBO, it was Home Box Office.
Well, that's how we started, and boxing was one of the main programming that got it recognized. They spent extraordinary amounts of money on marketing and buying events. It changed the economics of boxing. Others got into it and found out that even though boxing is no longer the giant mainstream sport it once was, that it had some devoted followers. And if there was a good event or a big event, there was money to be made by everybody. And that was the template. And then others got into the game because they saw what HBO was doing. Now we're going to have Showtime, ESPN, and Fox coming on board. So things change. Corporations change. Communications change. And sadly, that chapter is over.
Yeah, you know. I remember when I used to get these, and I'll admit it, I used to get these big, fat advertising checks from HBO back in the day when HBO Boxing After Dark was running a card once a month and HBO Championship Boxing was running a card once a month. And I was getting fat. Everybody was making money. Everybody was having a good time. And then HBO seemed to, you know, sort of get away from boxing. And then when they did the deal with Chocolito, when they signed Chocolito a couple years ago to some extensive contract, I thought it was a mistake to invest in a fighter that light because they can be expendable
right.
in three pounds.
It was a reflection of the decision to put far, far less money into the game and marketing and promoting and so on than they used to. And so they hung on for a while, and then they came together with AT&T. And their opponent now is Netflix and Prime Time and all of those other new platforms. But boxing is going to benefit from many of those platforms at the same time. Personally, I feel sad, so it goes. It's part of the arc of the life of people and networks.
Yep. Godfather, I wish you the best. Have a wonderful time in Greenwich Village and, of course, New York City in general. We want you to fly home safely, and I will talk to you this week, sir. God bless.
I'll be back. Cheers.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, on Sports Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We got respect for each other, mutual respect fighter to fighter, but when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts, we're both lions in the jungle, and the best man has to win. So if Dylan wants to fight here, he's more than welcome as well.
December the 1st, Staples Center, Tyson Fury. Holy cow, Deontay Wilder, of course, the WBC heavyweight title, the lineal, whatever you want to call it, world heavyweight title is on the line, of course. Let's talk about, you know, how the championship has been handed down from champion to champion. In other words, the Muhammad Ali title right now, the title that Ali held, and Joe Frazier and George Foreman and Mike Tyson and all those kind of guys, is currently held by Tyson Fury. Of course, Tyson Fury, the man from the UK, the giant gypsy, call him what you want, 6'7", 270 pounds, but of course, taking on Deontay Wilder, equally as tall, equally as big and buffed, of course, a little bit leaner. But, you know, I mean, Tyson Fury's better pack his lunch and, like, make sure his lunch bag is full, because Deontay Wilder's going to be coming out. He's going to be shooting. This is a shootout. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, Wilder is the type of guy that when he comes, he's going to bring it. And Tyson Fury, I don't know if he can bring it against Deontay Wilder. If they went offense against offense, I'd take Wilder in a heartbeat. This is the way I feel. Anyway, on the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Sin City himself, the king of sin. Just kidding. John Signorella. Johnny, how's life treating you, man?
Excellent, bro. No complaints whatsoever. What about you, my friend?
Everything's fine. Before I want to mention that Marty Ballin, the founder of the Jefferson Starship, passed away in the last couple of days. He was sort of cool. I got to see him around the city over the years. And, of course, him and Paul Cantor put together that. And Gray Slick. I love Gray Slick, of course, retired now. And in Los Angeles, the voice of the Jefferson Starship. But Marty Ballin has passed away, as has Paul Cantor. Let's talk positive stuff. Boxing, of course, rocking and rolling in Saudi Arabia. Tell me about Callum Smith. Is he really that good of a fighter?
I tell you what, he impressed me last night. Beautiful, violent KO of George St. Groves in the seventh round, I believe. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, he put his punches together very nicely last night. Groves is a little bit older, obviously. Been through some wars himself with Carl Froch, so maybe that had the effect on the result we saw last night. But hey, I tell you what, as far as the fighting Smith brothers are concerned, Callum looks to be the goods.
Interesting, interesting. Some other boxing headlines. Billy Joe Saunders failed what kind of drug test?
Well, it was for a steroid, an agent, I believe, that is similar to like ephedra. And it's definitely stronger than clenbuterol from my research. And it looks like it was definitely an agent that cuts weight, leans you up, and it definitely enhances your performance. It is a performance-enhancing substance, Pete.
You know what's a trip, Johnny, is that you can actually take that drug
And A, it makes you leaner. B, it makes you stronger. And C, you get better cardio out of this. I mean, that's like cheating to the max.
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there with the cardio. Saunders was looking heavy, bro, a couple months ago, and he leaned up. He's looking good, but obviously, you know, he cheated to get those results.
Okay, speaking of a guy that's cheated to get those results, we've talked about in the past, Victor Ortiz in a bit of trouble these days.
Oh, my God, this kid. This is his third arrest, one prior DUI and assault charge. I think at a football game, he beat up a fan. And now he's got charges of rape against him. And it's unfortunate. I mean, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, right?
But three charges. No. Here's what's up, Johnny.
Three charges.
Just like the creep on trying to get on the Supreme Court, okay? I'll be honest with you. If you have one chick come forward and she's like, you know, well, man, but you two and three, and you know, I mean, it illustrates a pattern. I mean, like Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson was raging on women, it was pretty obvious that, you know, these women were probably telling the truth afterwards.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, when popular consensus is everyone's pointing a finger at you, blaming you for this, blaming you for that, I mean, eventually something's got to hit the wall. Something's got to stick, you know, and it is very possible that Victor Ortiz, unfortunately, did commit this crime. His fight with John Molina is off. I believe they're maintaining the card. I'm not really sure. I think Brandon Figueroa is headlining, which is Omar Figueroa's brother. But that card will continue. I found that card weird to begin with, going against football on a Sunday night. And I don't know. I found the whole thing whack to begin with. I think the fight should have taken place tonight. But, you know, unfortunately, the card is scrapped. And we'll see what happens with Victor Ortiz.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you to an extent there. I think that boxing should go straight up against football. I think it should be alternative programming. I really do. I think everybody runs from the NFL. Nobody wants to compete with the NFL. When it's football season, guys don't want to put pay-per-views on and do this and do that. I don't know. I don't. Maybe it's good business practice, but not in my mind.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And my thing is, too, is that football just generates so much ratings. And in order to compete, if you're in boxing or UFC or even baseball, it's got to be an intriguing, enticing matchup. You know, it's got to be the Yankees, Red Sox, some kind of rivalry of some sort. You know, a heated match, if you will.
Wow, I just saw the news. Wow. Wow, I'm a little blown away by this. I'm going to have to read this. Hall of Fame promoter Don Chargan, the man they called War Week Chargan, of course, from the Olympic Auditorium in the 60s and 70s, of course, redid his bones when he went back to Sacramento, California, and he was broke. He had $700 in his checking account. He and his wife, Lorraine, when Tony the Tiger Lopez fought Rocky Lockridge for the IBF Junior Lightweight Championship. Of course, he won that fight, and then he went on to fight Paez in a big money fight, all kinds of big money fights. But that put the Chargans back in the blue as far as financially was concerned. John Chargan passed away this week at the age of 90 years old. He was a classy guy to an extent, didn't return phone calls. He was a turd when it came to returning phone calls. I will be honest with you on that, because both myself and Jack Fisk, of course, the Hall of Fame boxing writer from the SF Chronicle, we both complained about Chargan because Chargan just didn't come. I mean, you know, he didn't return phone calls. Anyway, the bottom line is he was a moody guy. His wife was even moodier. She was a very, very strong woman. I mean, I remember one time these guys were cussing her out in Concord, California, and I went in and I pushed this guy out of the way. She said, no, I handle my own fees. And she was serious. She was like 65 years old. I handle my own beefs. And she pushed me out of the way and got right in this guy's face. So Lorraine Chargan passed away, I guess, about 7-8 years ago, cancer. And now Don Chargan passed away at the age of 90. We wish we offer condolences to the family. So let's get the bummer out of the way. That's it. I didn't see that until just right now, but he passed away at the age of 90, man. Those, you know, Johnny, when they were promoting in Sacramento, when they were hot in Sacramento, they used to give me rooms for 2-3 weeks at a time at the Radisson Hotel, and I would bring my dog and my daughter up there, and we just had mini vacations. You know, we just had mini vacations. It was like 90 miles from San Francisco. We'd have these mini vacations. Like, I'd have her 4 days a week, and after the 4 days, I'd drop her off, and then I'd pick her up, and we'd go up there for 4 more days, and, you know, I really appreciate the Chargans and the impact they had on me early in my life as far as boxing and being a young man's concerned, and especially Sid Tenner, their partner, the late manager, of course, that passed away, and I miss all three of them now. Anyway, enough of that. Man, how did I get into this bummer here? I guess that's what the headlines would do to you, but the bottom line is we wish the family of Don Chargan the very best. Now, change the subject for me, Johnny. Change it. Anthony, Josh, I'll take it back. Wilder and Fury are going to be at the Staples Center. Sort of cool. L.A., baby, left coast fighting.
December 1st, the press tour kicks off Monday. Goes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Starts in Los Angeles, I believe, then goes to London, then New York. This is going to be fun, Pete. I cannot wait to watch this. And the best part about what Showtime does is they have a YouTube channel where you can watch these things live or get them on a replay anytime you want to stream it. It's there. You can watch the entire thing unfiltered. Juicy. Hmm.
Interesting.
Can't wait.
Showtime now, I guess, we've known it for a while, but Showtime is like the undisputed king of cable as far as boxing is concerned. Agreed?
Absolutely. You know, they got a great promoter and stable. You know, Al Heyman's a great promoter with his PBC network and brand. And Showtime shows the willingness to want to go after the best fighters out there and give good content for its subscribers. Okay. You know, DAZN and ESPN Plus will be a heavy player, Pete, moving forward, though.
Okay, Johnny, why is Al Heyman a great promoter?
Well, he goes after a lot of talent. You know, he's got his hands involved in a lot of different fighters from different parts of the world. And he's, you know, stabilizes weight classes, if you will, like he's shown with 147, having a great stable batch of fighters there. And he's not afraid to put up money. You know, he believes in the product as a fan, and he gets a lot of support from, like I said, Showtime, the network, also sponsors. Fox Sports just made a huge deal with him, which is amazing. We're going to get 12 shows from them, so that's one a month from Fox. And then, obviously, Showtime is very committed, stating that they're going to put on 36 cards in 2019. So, I mean, he's definitely got his work cut out for him in terms of, you know, bookings. But, you know, I think that he's one of the better promoters out there. He's willing to invest.
29, is that a little bit of oversaturation there for Showtime? A little bit too much, maybe?
I think in general. I mean, you look last night, there was 3 cards on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's 2 on today. The Zone promises 36 cards as well, as I believe. ESPN Plus says 54. So do the math on that. That's about 1 a week or a little bit more, if you will. You know, 52 weeks in a year. So, yeah, there's a lot of boxing right now. And even for a guy like me that's a boxing junkie, I can't get enough. It's tough to keep up, Pete. Okay.
Women's boxing really has been dead for a long time since Christy Martin retired. And, of course, and Lucia Riker, her and Lucia never hooked it up. Anyway, Clarissa Shields now 6-0, 2 KOs. The IBF and WBA title holder at 160 to take on Christina Hammer. I think she's from the Netherlands, 23-0, 10 KOs. Can you handicap women's boxing?
You can to a certain degree. I think they're both very good fighters. You know, I think Crystal Shields has the more promising future, but Hammer's unbeaten. And I've seen Hammer box. And you know what, Pete? They fight very composed, these women. They don't fight like they used to. They don't cat fight. I mean, this is real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I think that's a very intriguing fight. I love the fact they're putting it on a Saturday. The women get to headline a card in Atlantic City, which is definitely trying to make a heavy presence in boxing again. I'm very excited for this card.
John Signorelli is with us. He's trying to pump up AC. It's nothing but a ghetto, folks. I kid you not. Outside of the casinos, you walk 2 blocks away, and your life's in danger. Am I telling the truth, Johnny?
You are 100% correct, Pete.
I mean, because I tell you what, back in the day, in the 80s and the 90s, and we were like cruising Atlantic City a lot. Donald Trump was throwing fights. Mike Tyson was hot. All kinds of good stuff were happening back there. George Foreman, Evander Holyfield. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is AC was rocking and rolling. But, you know, if you went off the strip, a couple blocks off the strip, man, it was like, whoa, you know, stay on your toes and your hair's up on the back of your neck. But I'll say this, the most classic picture I can ever remember of Atlantic City was this girl standing underneath a clock. And the clock said it was 1:21 a.m. and it said it was 13 degrees, okay? 13 degrees, and she was standing there in a miniskirt all the way up to her you-know-whats and take it back, and wearing earmuffs. She had big fur earmuffs on, but she had this miniskirt up to her fur.
Hey, I believe it, bro.
Man, you know,
from New Jersey.
Gotta make a dollar, man. But I look, she was standing like
hey,
right on the sign. Said 1:21 a.m., 13 degrees. Man, you gotta be a hard worker to get out there in 13 degrees in a miniskirt.
Hey, Pedro, mama got to eat. Got to make that money.
Okay, what's up with this Devon Haney? Is any good? David Haney?
I watched him last night. Yeah, he was all right. He took out Juan Carlos Burgos last night. I'm sorry, beat him in unanimous decision. Yeah. He's got speed. He is flashy. I didn't really see anything that says, whoa, but I like his story. He seems like a gentleman. He's been boxing since he was 9. He loves it. His dad seems like a very good guy as well. Wanted him to mix it up with some of the best trainers in the game, and he did. He went through a bunch of guys and got their tutelage. So they're doing all the right things. I think he was just a little over-anxious last night. He's actually his own promoter, which I find interesting. At 19 years old, and the room looked filled. It wasn't a huge stadium, but it looked like a full room. And the card was, you know, not too bad. So I got to give him props overall. He seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. And let's see what we get from Devin.
Okay, about 60 seconds before I let you go here. Larry Mercer talked about the demise of boxing at HBO. Yeah, we saw it coming.
We absolutely did, and I certainly saw it coming once Aram went, another great promoter, went to ESPN. And it seemed like HBO was looking the other direction from boxing at that point. And, you know, it's a shame because I grew up watching HBO with my father. Some of the best memories I've ever had was watching HBO boxing. But times have changed, Pete, and they just can't keep up. And Larry Merchant hit the nail on the head. You know, their competition now is Netflix and entertainment.
Johnny Signorella returns in hour number two. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Y'all ready?
Time to talk a little mixed martial arts, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. For some reason, I thought it was the Sunday edition. I told Johnny, hey, we'll see you in hour number two. There is no hour number two of the Saturday show, just the Sunday show. Of course, Saturday we are at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. And, of course, 2 o'clock on the East Coast for an hour live here on Sports Byline and a plethora of other Internet platforms. But the bottom line is Sunday is a two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts usually. We start that at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well right here on sportsbyline.com. Check us out, sportsbyline.com. Hit the Listen Live button. And guess what? You've got Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Or go to iHeart, any of those other avenues, and you can check us out there. Of course, in the Ring Talk page at youtube.com. Check that one out. Of course, you can listen to us delayed there, with no doubt about it. Check it out. Johnny puts it together. Ring Talk at youtube.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, MMA, 1 week away, baby. Conor McGregor, of course, the mouth that roared, the man that got himself a fight with Floyd Mayweather, said it made him $100 million. That remains to be seen, but he made a lot of money, no doubt about it. Of course, he was the mark in this fight. What do you mean by the mark? In other words, Mayweather set him up. I mean, he sold the fight. Conor sold the fight. Mayweather just put the fight together. And, of course, the Mayweather made a lot of money. He says he made almost like better than $250 million, meaning $250 million. That's a whole lot of money to make going 10 rounds with a guy that never boxed before. As I said to you before, if you wanted to paint a house and you had a plumber paint half the house and you had a painter paint the other half of the house, obviously the half done by the painter would be a whole lot better than the half done by the plumber. In other words, an MMA fighter is not going to be able to deal with a boxer in a boxing match, and a boxer is not going to be able to deal with an MMA fighter in an MMA match. Totally different. Anyway, bottom line is Conor and Khabib. Khabib, of course, being undressed a bit online for his ties to the Russian mafia. You know, what can I say? Those guys coming from the former Soviet Union, the Iron Curtain, call it what you want, a lot of them are mob tied up. I mean, a lot of boxers were mob tied up. There was a USBA cruiserweight champion. I can't think of his name right now, but I knew the guy in Atlantic City, fought in Atlantic City, and he disappeared. He went into a body shop, and some Russian guy beat him to death with a hammer, and they took him and buried him in somebody's yard. I think they got arrested for that, but I'm telling you the truth. This was like I was a boxing champion, USBA, United States Boxing Association, which is a spinoff of the International Boxing Federation as far as the world sanctioning body is concerned. But, yeah, there was their cruiserweight champion, and they killed him and found him buried in some guy's yard in Jersey. What am I trying to tell you? Russians, the mafia, combat sports, their involvement in every aspect of business and life in the Soviet Union, folks. And people don't realize that. I mean, the mafia is deep. The mafia is just not like into like bookies and prostitutes and drugs anymore. I mean, they're into everything. They're corporate. The mafia has gone corporate. This is no doubt about it, especially the Russian mob, because, you know, they sort of are approved. They couldn't be operating in the Soviet Union or in Russia without Vladimir Putin's approval. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, Conor McGregor all over this week, all over Khabib's tied to the mob, and Khabib's tied to this guy, and Khabib's tied to that guy, and Khabib's got a lot of ties to unsavory people. I think Khabib is an unsavory guy myself. I do. I would. That's not a guy I want to invite to the house. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't want to. 26-0 as a fighter, an amazing fighter. Maybe the best ever at 155 pounds. I mean, come on, man. The guy's never lost a fight, and yet Conor McGregor thinks he can beat him. Well, by talking about the guy's mother and his mafia ties and trying to get into his head that way, you can't get into this guy Khabib's head. There's nothing to get into. He's not the smartest guy in the world. He's just not. He's a hell of a fighter. He will beat Conor McGregor, probably beat him inside the distance. I mean, some people are talking this going to a five-round decision, but you have to realize that Khabib is a much bigger man physically, much bigger, much stronger, hits much harder. Okay, he just isn't, I don't think he's as fast as Conor McGregor is. So for Conor to win this fight, it would have to be on a lucky punch. That's the only way I can see this fight happening. In fact, Khabib breaks it down that way as well. The only way I can see this fight ending and Conor winning, outside of maybe somebody shooting Khabib from the fourth row with a dart that puts him to sleep,
is Conor win him via quick knockout. I mean, he's got to run across the octagon and get it done right away, and I don't think he can do it. You can't disrespect this guy. He's too good. He's defensively, he's pretty good. Offensively, he's a monster. He's unbeaten. When you have somebody that's unbeaten and he tells you stuff like, listen, man, I've broken you. You must quit now or I will hurt you and things like that. When you have people telling you stuff during a fight, it's beyond the pale as far as intimidation is concerned. I mean, I've talked to guys. I've told guys, you know, I'm about to put a serious licking on you, and I've hit guys with body shots and step back and say, hey, what'd you think? Things like, I mean, you just do things like that. But I've never told a guy, hey, man, I've got you beat. You need to quit right now. I mean, I've never, I just couldn't imagine it. He's like, not evil. He's just ruthless and relentless. And he's, as I said, unbeaten in 26 fights. He's got the, I saw some videos of him wrestling a bear. I mean, a real, he was a kid, like a 13-year-old kid wrestling a bear and whooping up on a bear. And the bear wasn't, you know, the bear wasn't cooperating. This was no pro wrestling bear where, you know, the bear's drugged up or something like that. No, this bear was like fighting back. And he was beating up on the bear. So he's beat bears. He's beaten everybody put in front of him in this world of mixed martial arts thus far. And, of course, came from a shady background. There's no doubt about that. His management team and people like that are tied to the Russian mob. No doubt about it. But he's the best at what he does. At 155, maybe at 170. But at 155, certainly, I think he's going to go down as probably one of the division's greatest fighter of all time. If he can stay champion. And I will think he will win that championship next Saturday, October the 6th, of course, going down at the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada, Paradise, Nevada, call it what you want, but that'll be live on pay-per-view. I'm not a big guy for pushing pay-per-view events on this show. You know that. I don't believe you should have to pay for these events, but this is when you might want to buy. This is when you might want to go to a sports bar. You might want to go to somebody's house and watch it, because I think that Khabib and Conor, I think it because, you know, Conor's such a showman. He brings the show. Khabib brings the ass kicking. So you got the show and you got the ass kicking. And you combine the two of them, and guess what? I'm going with the ass kicker. I think that Khabib is just going to destroy Conor McGregor. I don't think this will be a contest. I don't think this will be a fight. I really don't think this will be much. I think he's going to ragdoll him. But then again, I stand corrected. The last time I used that word ragdoll was when Michael Bisping fought GSP. I thought he was going to take GSP and just ragdoll him all over the place, right? GSP beat him down, man. GSP, like, choked him out. GSP is a bad dude. I underappreciated GSP, but I'm not underappreciating him anymore. He wants to come back. He wants to fight the biggest names. He says he can make 155. I don't think so, man. Come on, be serious. But he can fight like at 170. He can make 170, okay? The welterweight limit. Khabib and him at 170, super fight. A super duper fight. We need to make super matches. That's what boxing's all about. That's what the world of mixed martial arts is all about. The super matches. Nobody wants to see pedestrian fights. Nobody wants to see like John Molina and Victor Ortiz tonight. No. We want to see Earl Spence maybe and Bud Crawford or something like that as far as boxing is concerned. But in the world of mixed martial arts, it doesn't get much better than Conor and Khabib. It just doesn't. I mean, you know, you talk about the card at the end of the year coming up. Of course, they're talking about maybe slipping John Jones in there to fight Brock Lesnar instead of Daniel Cormier. Evidently, Cormier is telling the U.S. Anti-Doping Association to go get screwed because of the fact that, you know, they've tested him like 45 times, some crazy number of times, woken him up at 6 in the morning, this kind of stuff. And, you know, John Jones got away with all that stuff, not once, not twice, but maybe 3 times, maybe more. Maybe John Jones was a fraud from the get-go. Maybe he was always on the stuff. We don't know. But the bottom line is he's been cleared to fight. He'll come back in October. And the UFC, you know, they're only looking to make money. And Cormier and Brock Lesnar, that's not going to make nearly the amount of money that John Jones and Brock Lesnar would make. They both have the steroid issues. They both have the questionable backgrounds, the life on Flintstone vitamins. Man, this is going to be something. I think it would really be something. So Cormier right now is sort of a man on the outs. As far as UFC is concerned, he's upset with Dana White and the current people that run the UFC, but we'll see what happens at the end of the day. I believe he has a contract. So if he has a contract, he make them live up to the contract, but we'll see what's happening. Cormier, not happy. The heavyweight and the light heavyweight champion of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. We're talking about Danny Cormier out of San Jose, California. Not a happy camper, but then again, he's got 2 belts. Should make him happy. 2 belts, come on, man. Make some money somewhere. But if the UFC wants to screw him, I really think that Cormier is such a principled guy that he would say, screw you and walk away.
I think so. I think he might do that. I think that if they burned him out of the Brock Lesnar fight and they didn't handsomely reward him financially for stepping away or for being pulled out of the fight, however you want to put it, if they don't take care of him, he's going to be pissed off. And look out, baby, it's all over. When Cormier gets mad, Cormier is the guy that will take his act over to Bellator. He'll take his act to Bellator in a heartbeat, I'm telling you. And if UFC disses him as far as contracts are concerned, you know, and doesn't take care of him, he'll have a right to move. He'll have a reason to go. And I think that right now he's on the verge of wanting to leave the company. Just doesn't feel the respects there. Daniel Cormier, of course, the once beaten, take that back, twice beaten by John Jones, light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the UFC as I speak. The Khabib Conor McGregor card, of course, as I said, 1 week from today. Good looking card as far as the main event's concerned. How deep is it, though? Not too deep. Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis being the former lightweight champion. Tony Ferguson being the champion that's had, of course, been, he was a champion, then they took away his title because he got hurt and all kinds of, you know, cancellations, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis, that is the co-feature for the Khabib-Conor fight. Of course, that's a three-round lightweight bout at 155 as well. The light heavyweight supporting bout, Ovince St. Preux, a former title challenger with John Jones, taking on Dominic Reyes. Derek Lewis, a heavyweight monster, taking on Alexander Volkov. Volkov's supposedly a monster as well. And Felice Herrick taking on Michelle Waterson, a woman's strawweight bout. That is the pay-per-view card as far as the UFC 206, I believe his card is. Is that UFC is the 206 now? Yeah, no, 229. Where am I at? UFC 229. Anyway, the rest of the card will be on Fox Sports 1 and Fight Pass. Not too many names here except for Sergio Pettis, the brother, the flyweight brother of the former champion, the aforementioned Mr. Anthony Pettis. Pettis, possibly, he could pull out a win here against Ferguson, but I think Ferguson's on a better roll. If he comes in uninjured, he wins that fight, no doubt about that. So, this is a one-fight card. Is it worth the $70 for the one fight? I think it sort of is. I would go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, pay whatever they want at the door, and go in there and watch the fight. Of course, a big atmosphere, a big raucous atmosphere. You get to watch a fight in a closed-circuit atmosphere with people running all around you and screaming and drinking beers. And, you know, it's a fun atmosphere. It takes you to the fights, baby. Makes you feel like you're right there, right like your octagon side or your ringside. That's why closed-circuit TV was so cool before they went to the world of boring home pay-per-view. You know, some people like to watch the fights in their underwear sitting on their couch. I don't. I want to watch the fights with people. I want to see interaction. I want to hear what their reactions are. Are they seeing the same thing I'm seeing? That's what I want to know. Because a lot of times, you know, two people look at the same thing and see two entirely different things. Believe me, I know. Back to this ESPN, UFC card. Outside of the main event, it's not worth buying, but the main event is going to be a killer. So check that main event, of course. Conor McGregor and Khabib. Khabib, of course, UFC 2229. This is the main event coming to you live from Paradise, Nevada. Of course, Las Vegas, Nevada. Call it what you want. It is the fight of the year as far as the world of mixed martial arts. No doubt about it. Khabib and McGregor, I think Khabib licks him like a stamp. This is the way I see it. UFC 229, 6 days away. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And this is my guy, Frankie Valli, baby, 85 years old.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Little Tower of Power here, baby. A little soulful Tower of Power. Of course, covering the Billy Paul hit, Me and Mrs. Jones. Tower of Power has a new lead singer, Marcus Scott, a young man. Of course, got some Michael Jackson moves to him, but I think he's a little bit too much of himself. And he murdered You Still a Young Man. Of course, for us Tower of Power fans, you don't murder like the Ballad of Ballads. Anyway, at the end of the day, I thought he was a great, great performer and a great show. And, of course, Tower of Power put on a fantastic show, as did the Average White Band. Speaking of the Average White Band, Brent Carter, the heavyweight himself, and I don't mean heavyweight weight-wise, I mean heavyweight, like, boxing-wise and music-wise, he'll be here next Saturday talking boxing right here on the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, of course, appearing tonight in Motown. I told him to go by the Detroit, of course, Detroit's the Hitsville USA Museum, the Motown Museum. You got to go by there. All these musicians, everybody I know goes to Detroit, and nobody goes to Motown. Why not? Take a tour. It's a museum. Check it out. Anyway, the bottom line is, if you go to Detroit, you got to go to Grandview Boulevard. You got to check out Berry Gordy's old house. In the basement of the old house is Motown Records. I kid you not. Anyway, on a sad note, Don Chargan passing away. Man, that was a bit of a mind, you know, it's not a surprise. The guy's 90 years old, but you never really want to see anybody pass. And, you know, he, of course, wasn't the guy that he was after his wife died. Once his wife died, he sort of became a shell of his former self. And I think that Lorraine Chargan deserved a lot more credit as far as the promotional business was concerned than he did. I really think, I mean, he answered the phone as far as making fights are concerned, but she was the one doing, like, putting it together. Her and Sid Tenner. Of course, Sid Tenner, the late manager extraordinaire. I told you about Sid. Sid got a massage for Bobby Chacon. When Bobby Chacon was being managed by Sid Tenner, promoted by Don Chargan, he got Bobby Chacon, the ex-champion, a massage. And the guy, you know, massaging Bobby while he was naked, guy got on top of Bobby and then tried to penetrate him while he was getting a massage. In other words, sex, happy endings, that kind of good stuff. Bobby wasn't into that, and Sid never booked him another massage after that. But now the entire trio is gone. Don Chargan, Sid Tenner, and Lorraine Chargan. And they were a great trio. I miss them all. God bless them all. Until next time, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide. on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on Sports Byline.